Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting second. The center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Duke Carmel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the New York Mets, Carl Willie. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hubbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Hubbs moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to home to get Brock. Hubbs moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Ellis Burton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Burton reaches second base with a double. Hubbs scores. Williams scores. Santo moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ed Botton now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rod Cannell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers strikes out. 1 out. Dick Ellsworth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ellsworth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellsworth moves to second. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burton. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hickman moves to third. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hickman scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carmel hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas moves to third. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Moran hits a line drive towards short. Rogers catches it and throws to first to double up Sherry. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Burton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Burton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Botta is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Botta strikes out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sherry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cannell, who is chasing the ball. Hubbs reaches third base with a triple. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carmel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubbs scores. Santo moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo scores. Burton moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burpell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burpell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carmel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carmel strikes out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran strikes out. Two outs. Ted Schreiber pinch hits for Ed Botta. Ted Schreiber, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Schreiber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jay Hook now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Dick Ellsworth, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ellsworth hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hubbs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hubbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brock moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cannell. Williams reaches second base with a double. Brock scores. Hubbs goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Santo reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 8-1, Cubs. Grover Powell now pitching. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Santo moves to third. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Burton takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bertel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Powell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Ellsworth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ellsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Powell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hubbs is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sherry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sherry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Moran is 0 for 2 in the game. Moran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carmel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Burton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Burton strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks takes first base on ball four. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Santo moves to third. Banks moves to second. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bertel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bertel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Grover Powell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Christopher is 0-for-3 in the game. Christopher hits a pop-up towards first. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Christopher moves to second. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cannell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rogers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carmel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ellsworth is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ellsworth hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Brock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sherry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sherry takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carmel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carmel strikes out. Two outs. Al Moran batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Moran is 0-for-3 in the game. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.